Welcome to the Baldy and the Beau podcast, special edition from our living room. I'd like to introduce you now to my 13-year-old son, Beau. Beau, welcome to the program.
I am happy to be here.
Okay, we just finished up playing a game of Overwatch.
Correct.
There was an article in the Omaha World Herald about a 15-year-old freshman at Creighton Prep High School in Omaha that decided to move down to Dallas and play professionally. Now, the first year, he made $23,000 just as someone just starting out. So, Bo, I'll ask you, how much money did you make while playing video games last year?
I made a big amount of zero.
And why is that?
I am not popular.
So how do people get paid playing these games?
You gotta be known.
For example, the kid in Omaha entered a bunch of tournaments, he won them, and then sponsors came his way. Do you think you could do that?
Possibly.
Like some kids go like on traveling basketball teams. Would it help if you're on like a traveling gaming team?
I don't know about that.
Well, what would it take
help
to get you more skills so you can get paid?
Practice.
We watch other people play games on like Twitch.
Correct.
And YouTube. So from your perspective, is that more fun than watching, for example, college football?
It depends on the gameplay.
So what are you looking for with gameplay?
Content.
Such as?
Content.
Okay, you can say the word content. What do you mean by content? So what's a really good video?
Humor.
Is there like people you follow that would be really good examples?
Not that I know off the top of my head, but for content, it's humor and skill.
So you don't know the names of these people that you're watching?
Correct.
Are there ever examples like videos where just a bunch of like jackballs not doing anything?
Yes.
And how do you know the good ones to watch?
It's humor, so.
So you're looking for humor in your content. You're not looking for, like, playing tips.
Both.
You're looking for humor and playing tips.
And skill.
And skill, okay. So do you think you could do that, where you could record it and then be humorous and have skill set?
Definitely.
And do you think anyone would sponsor you?
No.
Why is that?
That's a great question.
Okay, so in your circle of friends, is there someone that's really good at gaming?
Ben.
And Ben's really good?
Depends on his day.
Okay, and what's he really good at? Overwatch or Fortnite?
Overwatch.
Okay, and so what do kids at school, they talk more about Fortnite or Overwatch or another
Fortnite
game?
Fortnite.
They call it Fork Knife?
I say Fork Knife.
But it seems like these professional contracts, is it more for Fortnite or Overwatch?
Fortnite.
So you can be a professional Fortnite player.
I could, but I'm not that good.
Okay, now I have played for the better part of about 45 minutes upstairs in your bedroom. Do you think I have the skill set necessary to go pro?
Definitely not.
Like if I practice for a week or two?
No.
So how do sponsors find these people playing games?
Have to be well known, like top of the viewing charts.
So like you tell people on Twitter and Facebook?
It could help.
Instagram, Snapchat?
That could also help.
What's your favorite social media?
YouTube.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Okay, now when I was playing the game, it seemed kind of overly violent.
They're cartoons.
They're cartoons.
Basically.
Okay, so you don't think it's too violent?
No.
Okay. So what do, like, old men and women in their 40s? They're kind of shocked that this is such a phenomenon. What is it that excites you about this game?
They're new, and they are always updating.
Okay, so let's talk for a moment about the scam when it comes to like kids paying for like certain things in the game. Like V-Bucks?
Yeah.
So do you have any friends that spend money on these games?
Yes.
And what do they get with the money?
They get cool stuff for that game. It could be an advantage, it could not be. Maybe it's just look cool, maybe it's not.
And so they spend, like, let's say I have 20 bucks, what can I get?
You could get fake money online and that you could spend on the game.
So you're spending real money on fake money.
Correct.
And then you get, like, nothing tangible, you just get something added to your game.
Yes.
You can't hold anything that you buy.
Correct. but it could be more fun. Depends on what you're getting.
Is there a way to earn, like, the points and get those for your play, or is it strictly you have to pay for it?
Well, in some games, you can unlock stuff for free, but in others, like Fortnite, you can't really do that.
So they make you buy to get better at it?
Correct. Except in Fortnite, you don't get any advantages. It's just to make you look cooler in the game.
Fortnite dances, are they done? Is that over?
No, sadly.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Now, one of my favorite players is now not one of my favorite players, Antonio Brown. After touchdown celebrations, he would do Fortnite dances. Do you think that'll continue?
Probably.
Okay, so what about this deal where there's like huge competitions where they sell out arenas just to watch other people play video games? Do you think that's silly?
No, because the person that is playing in it depends on what game it is. Like, for example, Fortnite, you could win up to $30 million.
You're lying.
It's true.
It's $30 million?
Fortnite World Cup, yep.
It's called the Fortnite World Cup?
Yes.
All right. Now, I understand some colleges and universities actually give gaming scholarships to students?
Mm-hmm. Correct. For example, there's one that is FaZe and TSM. Those are the only ones that I know.
What's TSM?
Just they're like clans. It's like a house, and you can get paid lots of money for like streaming.
So far in these games, we've talked about violence and about clans and about spending money on nothing actual tangible.
And earning money.
So where do you see the future of gaming?
That's a tough question.
Like, what would you like to see happen in the gaming world? Because you got to be getting bored of Fortnite, right?
I am, yes.
And Overwatch? Do you do Halo?
I used to.
Okay, what about Black Ops?
Sometimes.
And are they all like the same thing?
Yes, but then there's something called the Real World that I like to play. Or not.
Real World?
Yes, it's like the actual thing that you live in.
Oh, so yeah, you don't play games and you actually do stuff in the real world.
Yes, like cleaning my room.
Okay, yeah, you do that once every 3 months. So do you think more kids in your class need to do the real world thing?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So if given a choice between 8 hours of playing video games or 8 hours at the swimming pool, what would you choose?
Swimming, because it's that type of season.
But in the winter?
Then maybe inside, play a game with your family, like board games. And then if you get bored from that, then you can maybe play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything I'm missing about this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Bo has been our host today. Bo has been our guest today.
I'm a host now? Yeah. Sweet.
This has been the Baldy and the Bo podcast. Thanks so much for checking this out. Any final words?
Go Big Red.